I'm Evan Kleiman of Good Food, and this is our weekly PieCast. Pie, pie, and more pie. Yes, it is that time of year when once again we have a whole summer of pie that culminates in Good Food's annual pie contest. This year, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art has kindly agreed to host the competition, which means that Chris Morningstar, the executive chef of Ray's at LACMA, will be a kind of godfather to us. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I don't think I've ever had a pie that you made.
I don't believe so either. But we do make pies, and we're always playing with our food since that's the nature of what we do.
Do you have a lifelong relationship with pie?
I do. I'm not sure if it started back in Thanksgiving or if it started as a kid at McDonald's, but I do have a lifelong affair with pie.
It's so interesting how for so many people that iconic McDonald's apple pie is just sort of their entry level to the world of pie.
It's an interesting one. In fact, we've been working recently to we've played with it. Last summer, we did it with huckleberries and made little muffin-shaped pies and fried them, trying to reproduce the texture. I think this year, we've just made it with apriums and put it into and gotten a better result this year with the texture and the flakiness of it.
Of the dough you're talking about.
Of the dough, that getting that dough fried, crispy, but not greasy and craveable.
Yeah. I mean, it's that dough. To me, the adjective that describes that McDonald's fried pie crust is friable. It's just this perfect combination of flakiness and crispness. When you're going to make a pie dough that you know is going to be fried, do you have to play with the proportion of fat in it so it doesn't just fall apart?
Absolutely. I think... You know, and with all pie doughs, you know, normally you would start with a cold dough going into a hot oven with the goal is to have your proteins and your wheat set prior to the fat leaching out of it, or the butter, I should say. Butter sounds better than fat. Prior to your butter leaching out, and then doing that, that traps the butter. It doesn't give you a pool of greasiness, and it gets you a really hopefully light, crispy crust because of the water content that you have in your butter, which is going to help essentially steam your dough and whatnot. When you start working with frying, you do have to work with it, trying to get the flakiness in there in a similar fashion. If it's too buttery, it'll just kind of shred, in the fryer.
It's really sad.
It is. Your first thought is no.
So do you use butter or do you use lard?
We generally use butter.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know everyone's got their different ways of doing it. And, you know, there would be anything from using Crisco shortening. I wouldn't be against using duck fat if it was the right application. It might be a savory pie. But yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious. That would be sort of like... a dim sum pie.
You heard it here first. That's the. It came to me just now as we talked about it.
Yeah, my mind just immediately went to almost a porn picture of a savory duck fat pie dough.
As a duck's fat was being leveled off layer by layer.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yum. Do you tend to make a tighter filling because of the fact that if you make it so that the juices flow a little bit more, there's a greater risk of it leaking into the fat?
There is that challenge. When we were doing it with huckleberries, it was more because huckleberries are $17 a pound. The goal was to try to maximize it as much as possible. I think as a professional chef, sometimes I'll steer away from things like cornstarch as thickeners because it sounds hack, for lack of a better word. However, you know, people have been doing it for years, and of course, it might be a very important part.
It works.
It does work. So I think that's the, you know, our thought process starts with, is there a way to do it without it? And then sometimes there's not. And that's usually, you know, when we come back and do it that way.
What I think is so interesting to that idea of sort of self-censorship of the non-industrial kind that goes on in the kitchen often these days with chefs censorship and curating of what you do in the kitchen links to modernist cooking and all those kinds of gels, which often are solutions that are even more industrialized or processed than just cornstarch.
Sure. It's funny because I think for me, that is an internal battle. We try to cook very soulful food. We try to make big flavors. We're constantly trying to reproduce things in our own way. Whether it's fruit mustard that we either don't want to pay the cost of buying it, or we just want to have the sole satisfaction of making it ourselves. And there is that battle. I've not delved a lot into the chemical side of cooking. I've used it every once in a while in playful ways. I'm certainly fascinated and have respect for all of those chefs who are producing great food doing it. However, it's an internal battle of is it should we be doing this or shouldn't we? And then, how are these produced? And most of those chemicals, xanthan gum, for example, it's really not bad for you. It just happens to be listed on all the bottles that you grew up with that are now with the slow food and that make you feel like you shouldn't be having it.
Actually, I think xanthan gum comes from a mold or a fungus grown on lily pads.
I did not know that.
I thought it was
from a tree, but I don't,
I don't know. I have to explore that.
I'll follow up on that one.
Yeah, definitely. So this summer, since we're going to be linked through this summer pie that will culminate at LACMA, what kind of pies can we expect to come visit you at Ray's and have?
We're going to be doing a lot of them and changing them all the time, which is kind of what we do. For example, the other day we got these last week we got apriums in, which is this amazing apricot plum combination that we've never had before. This week we got Castle Rock Blenheim apricots that perhaps might be the best apricots we've ever had. I'd imagine that we'll make pies all year or all summer and changing the fruit as we go,
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was Chris Morningstar. He's the executive chef of Ray's at LACMA. We've been talking about pie.